Song San Shu Shen, 198. This song is a German song, but we translated it into Chinese. These song books we printed ourselves. Occasionally we find a song that we liked and put it into a book. It started small and it's gotten bigger all the time. I'm sorry it's not in your song book, but some of the Germans know it by heart. We're going to sing it for you in Chinese. Ich bitte an die Macht der Liebe in German. 198首 我在此鼓励我们自己的弟兄姐妹们释放在聚会他们也宝贵我们的服饰昨天为师母也服饰也有一些别人服饰继续这样子 Written by Gerhard Terstegen, and it's so precious. Every time we sing it, it brings us into the presence of Jesus. I've noticed that many times. Perhaps something happens. As soon as we sing this song, it just does something for us, tells us about his great love. And the last verse says, if the whole world, those that don't believe on him would know about this great love, they would quickly, in the Chinese, they would quickly just about jump into it and seek this wonderful way of loving Jesus. We have a couple that's been here to camp, Samuel and Mary, and Pei Fang Xingwu, and they, at their wedding, they sang this song, so they like it especially. And it's been a great blessing to us in Taiwan. We have two other German songs we translated into Chinese. I didn't do the translation. I just told, we have intellectuals. Work is in Taiwan, a real intellectual. And they're good at translating, so I would just tell them the meaning. And they translated this into beautiful Chinese. It's so beautiful. It just touches us. And you can still feel how Gerhard Terstegen so treasured God and his presence and lived for him. So we're going to sing it for you. Some of them can sing it in German. I wonder if someday someone can translate it into English. That it's easier to translate from the German into Chinese because Chinese characters are so there's something about them, you can fit them together and in a beautiful way. They're one syllable, each character is one syllable, so that way you can get a special meaning into just a few words. So we'll continue singing the second verse.
Yeah.
26 in our Chinese book, the Anpai Ersha Liu Show, the English.
14 in the white books. 14.
A lot of our people just automatically stand up because they feel it's so great to worship our Lord. So, 如果有弟兄姊妹喜欢起立, if you'd like to stand, some of them like to stand. 谢谢你赦免我们一切的罪恶，谢谢你把心赦免赐给我们。 我们要大大的感谢赞美你，
Hallelujah.
Oh Jesus, we thank you for your great love, for all that you've done for us, for saving us, for delivering us from the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we thank you that you're here this morning and that you're pouring out your spirit so that we might love you, that we might run swiftly after you. We thank and we praise you from the bottom of our hearts. We love you this morning, and we know that you're going to help us to love you more. We ask it in your name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In our Chinese books, it says translated by Hans R. Waffle. they took this from the German song books, and the German song book has that, and so they copied it, and we translate it from his German translation, not from the English. So it's his translation, really, I guess so. So we can sing that.
It's 52 in this book.
You like to be seated. Boy,
I'm
这个诗歌也是很奇妙，我们最受感动的是以前带领我们的人, those that came before us that were servants of the Lord, their lives touched us in such a way, 他们的生活真的感动我们的一生, 我想到乌拉姆舍, I think of Brother Hans-Wolf Vogel, every time he spoke, but the result was he wanted to love Jesus more. Brother Edwin was that way. And Sister Pearl Young, too. No matter what she spoke about, she'd always come back to about loving Jesus and having his presence in our lives, obeying him. And 这都感动我们的心,要爱他。 所以我相信在这个时代当中,主要一样地做这样的工作。 And this generation too, the Lord wants to raise up those that will so love Jesus that others will, Sister Pearl used to say, we can be hunger creators, mm-hmm. our lives being hungry and thirsty for Jesus, we can be those that will be hunger creators. 是别人渴慕耶稣，要耶稣超过一切。Once that light fills your heart, of loving Jesus, loving his presence, if you leave it, it's such a terrible thing. Once that's filled your heart, you're spoiled for anything else. 你真的进入这样的一个生活，其他的东西都没有味道。世界, I remember Brother Hans Waffle said, world, you come too late. 世界你来得太迟。 And that's the testimony of many here. It's true. It's so real. It's so wonderful that we can follow Jesus and that we can have him all the time. I remember Brother Gordon Gardner told us that the first message in the New Testament is repent, and the second message is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist spoke that message, and then he said, someone's coming after me, and his shoes, I'm not worthy to untie those laces. He will fill you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And that's what he's doing. And I remember Sister Pearl said in Taiwan, not only to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you can experience this wonderful presence of Jesus in full measure. Maybe you do in a measure, but you can't experience it unless you're really filled with the Holy Spirit. 没有办法. But she said, not only to be filled with the Spirit, to have that fire. He uses the, I forget the words in English, baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And she said, we have to pray for that fire. And I prayed also for that fire to fill me from head to toe. I was baptized here as a child, but we need more and more, and we need that fire. 我们需要更多，需要这个火焚烧在我们的心里面，烧掉一切其他的，把耶稣的同在带来。 He has to burn up those things that displease us, and to put his fire, his love, and his zeal and enthusiasm in our hearts. I'm so thankful that we can live for Jesus in that way. There's that one verse in the song, we have it, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord. That one is, burn, burn, oh, fire within my heart, burn fiercely, night and shao shao ah ah. Maybe you could just sing that one verse. Shao shao ah ah. In our song, it's 31, just to sing that one verse, to have that fire burn within our hearts, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and to have him come to us in that way. He wants to do it, and today he's doing it, as we believe him.
28, verse 4.
So in our Chinese meeting, we all sing that English song, Nearer, My Child, to Me, Come Nearer, Come Nearer.
Nearer, My Child, to Me.
say, okay, you've gone Carlton time, now we can come closer to him. We've offered him our sacrifice of praise. We need to get a woman's energy. He wants to come to us now and fill us and get closer to him. When I was a child here, the song that touched me so much was nearer, still nearer, and it still touches me. Every time I heard that song play, Jesus would come. These songs bring Jesus to us. Songs that are written by in the Holy Ghost, and they bring either they help us to praise him, and they also help us to come into his presence and enjoy him. And just 1 minute in his presence sometimes changes our whole lifetime. How wonderful he is. He's such a wonderful Lord, and he works miracles, inward miracles in our hearts as we wait upon him. And this waiting upon him, I was just a child. I didn't even know what waiting on God meant. But I remember I would go to the dormitories where the palace, where the dining rooms and kitchen is now. And I'd go out and go on the rock in front of that place, and I'd just get close to Jesus quietly. And I was hoping, even though I enjoyed my friends, but I was saying, Jesus, don't let anybody come now. I just want to be with you and enjoy you. I was a child. Jesus did that. I didn't do that. And because these grounds are holy and God works in a special way in people here, it's so easy to be filled with the Holy Spirit in this place. So many have experienced that. And I didn't know that was called waiting on God. I didn't know that was... I didn't even know that doctrine at the time. I just knew it was coming close to Jesus. Now we know a little bit more about that coming close to him, drawing near to him. We found out these that were before us that taught us how to love Jesus and wait in his presence and enjoy him. They all spoke of that, and they all had that quiet time where they would enjoy the Lord. And often in the meetings, the quietness would come, and we have that still today. How we thank Jesus for that, and how we thank him that he comes to us and manifests himself. We can have Sister Pearl. I mention her so much and the others that were before us because they were really a blessing to us, and I forever I can't forget them. They've molded our lives. They've helped us to run after Jesus, and we want to do that too. She said, "You can have as much of Jesus as you want." And I'm so thankful that the light's still shining, that light of the presence of Jesus, that light of following him, of obeying him, it's still shining brightly, and it's going to shine even more brightly. We pray for our ministers all the time. I mention them by name. I mention their churches. I remember them. It's not easy for them, but the Lord is working, and he's drawing people swiftly after himself. Hallelujah. He's working. This light has to become the most precious thing in our lives, and thank God it is. And it's going to become even more precious. And we can all choose that way of living in his presence, loving him, abiding in him. He can do it for us. Yes. 哦，孩子要继续的相信我，我会做成超过你所求所想的。And in your life too, I want to manifest my glory and my victory and my power. And I want to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think.
Chidi, Arakara, Yoko, Chidi, Arakara, Yoko, Chidi, Arakara, Yoko.